Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now. Juggling right on reading.
Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and riches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and riches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, erection, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see these girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror is losing, and I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm, flashing colors, chopping long term. I promise we're doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked riches. No protections, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's not so deep, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shanks on style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisting in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We're twisting in statistics, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, shit on our level.
Whoop, y'all good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Tavi. Your co-host, Gil G, join us very shortly. Let's see, this is just me. No listeners yet. I'm sure I can play it for y'all motherfuckers. You know, Gil didn't like these motherfuckers, but you know, I like them. They're not that bad. They're pretty dope. This band is called The Neighborhood. Track is called Female Robbery. Here we go.
I'm thinking they'll know just
Calico, Tech Nine, Scars.
If the world hurts you, and I knew that I was God, I would take it all away from you. Take it all away from you.
Do you see when you see me? I see that you wanna be free, yeah. And I feel your pain, but what you think before you tell me about to go insane?
What kind of music?
And you can't make it through the day. Been crying a river for your love has passed away. Nobody told us that good days was promised to us. Nobody that could tell you it's gonna be okay.
For the better, and we'll till I die.
my messages, man. Telling me how the music helps you get through your day, through your life, through your losses. That's what it's meant for, and that's what I'm meant for. I wish there was something I could say to take away all your mental scars. Cali baby, I love you.
I see here up next, Cryptic, Razor Raps, L. Hush.
Venom Volume 1, the mixtape, Cryptic, Razor Raps, and Ill. Tell these motherfuckers to hush.
Shut the fuck up, tell me story, walking all that fucking, that's a joy. Hear you talking, got you targeted for a coffin like a shot of a fucking star that's another 10-year run. Spitting on the road and history, not giving a fuck. I'm hurting it, so don't start shit with this sick artist. I'll hit you with the brick and paint your brains all on my carpet. Regardless, I'm in charge of that fat rape committee. And I'm pushing out beats out to anybody with a problem with me. Pick a shitty, shady snakes that slither and hit. Need to think before you speak, you ain't a man, you're a bitch. My shit is far from anything you've ever done in your lifetime. I don't call out the phone, but I can back it up with kite rhymes and spikes. I'm on a beat, but I'm calling you like cattle. I'm a murderer in the street, you're getting murdered in a rap. Better a rage, a rap, and ill. I keep that for real, so just hush if you want it.
I said it once, I had enough.
Hush.
Say it twice, your head'll get crushed.
Hush, before I put your mouth shut.
Hush,
because you talk too much.
Hush, do not feed my adrenaline rush.
Hush,
do not think that you can't be touched.
Hush, before I put your mouth shut.
Hush,
because you talk too much.
Hey, you're fucking tough.
What?
I had enough.
Hush,
if I'm rushing self, I'm tying that ass up. So, do me a favor, keep raising the name out your mouth before I knock your ass out. Send your thoughts to the south. Big feet in the ground, I'm a beast with a pound. I break every bone in your body for the love of the sound.
Zap,
crackling, shot, wait, this boy's battling. But there really ain't no rapper with my fist straight back and chin. I'm trying to make his ass nod like he's shooting heroin. And I'm dragging his ass attached to the back of his Benz caravan. It's over, dick, I'm the wrong one to fight with. Lay that ass down quick, sort of like a knife face. Quick, get the vice grip, he'll get the ice face. And the cold holes in his balls and then beat him with a knife. My blood's pump, I raise it up, I'm going nuts. I'll say it once, keep it shut and get from the dust.
I said it once, I had enough. Say it twice, your head'll get crushed.
Hush, before I put your mouth shut.
Hush, because you talk too much.
Hush,
do not feed my adrenaline rush.
Hush,
do not think that you can't be touched.
Hush, before I put your mouth shut.
Hush,
because you talk too much.
Hush, with the chitter chatter, your shit'll get cracked. Killing trap, ill cryptic and rap, sadistic and sad. You don't have to hate, you save him what's left for the cannabis ace. You can pocket it, cap the hole in your chest. Bad MCs are playing again. With the sharpest tools in the dead, leaving cats in a pool of red. With a first to murder the same, eternally burning brains. Fight the two out of spit brains, verbally split veins. And after you're fucking nuts, suffering cuts, you're covered in blood. Receiving dizzy spells, puking your guts. My knife cuts, so it's more bitten jagged than when it started. I know your heart's hard and parlor, but I'm a barber and sadder. Give it back to inside a basket, so running high in your casket. Elementally assault you, my words catapult you. Torture the killing chill, we're not yet bored with it. Pull your tongue out, wipe the floor with it. Put the nail in the coffin and hush.
I said it once, I had enough.
Say it twice, your head'll get crushed.
Hush, before I
put
your mouth shut.
Hush,
because you talk too much.
Hush, do not feed my adrenaline rush.
Hush,
do not think that you can't be touched.
Hush, before I put your mouth shut.
Hush,
because you talk too much.
Hush, I said it once, I had enough.
Say it twice, your head'll get crushed.
Hush,
before I put your mouth shut.
Hush,
because you talk too much.
Hush, do not feed my adrenaline rush.
Hush,
do not think that you can't be touched.
Hush,
before I put your mouth shut.
Hush,
because you talk too much.
All right, y'all, up next, Psycho Bitch 1 and 2.
I want you to quit calling me, following me, riding and trip with me. After you get you swallowing me, never knew this jungle would explode.
Like this.
Now that I know this, I must reload.
Clips. How many of them in a psycho bitch? Down for the minute with a major twist. Pain with a bit of game, it's that bitch sickness. Everybody sees the evil symptoms, so you know. When sexual activity happens and fear starts to flow, time to go. They come with a big package and back, chest is quite that. But the fatal attraction would only get you ice packs. Better watch what you do when you sleep with a woman that's on the edge in your bed, cause you'll be wrapped.
up in another mixed up with a psycho bitch. Millimeter with a master plan, so you won't be up in a ditch. Like shit, wild child, running wild behind the smile is a frown. Better make it lay it down quickly. She's shifty, killer strictly has to come and get me. From a rose to 357, 360, psycho bitch.
But she thought that I was loving her.
All the loving was gone when she found out she was wrong. Calling my mama's house at 3 a.m.
I played on my phone.
They say this psycho bitch was made from us.
Psycho bitch.
Some say they get Nathan but hate from us.
Psycho bitch.
Some from the angelic to raving us.
Psycho bitch.
Some say the fuck away from us.
Psycho bitch. Psycho bitch.
She got my gas cut off, but I don't know how. She got my phone cut off, but I don't know how. Bitch even got my life cut off, but I don't know how. Wish I knew back then what a nigga know now. Follow me to my main thing's domain. This game brings no pain. No chain, bug after the do rain. Must be on cocaine, insane. Y'all to mess up your thing. No brain, bitches will have you stressing, using Rogaine. Didn't steal with her, deal with her. Nina had to get ill with her. Trick rock, kill Miss Nine. Knew I had to hit her with the grill splitter. Never do sex with a psycho bitch. Anybody with a bit of pocket your trunk. Run, better get a gun when a bitch come. Better know she a psycho.
Kill her, kill her.
Hard when he hits that piece and then get her up and out with a bitch. Guard when he knows that he's been up in a mix with a psycho bitch. Hard when he hits that piece and then get her up and out with a dip. Guard when he knows that he's been up in a mix with a psycho bitch.
Never ever do a deal with a psycho bitch. Better never ever go out with a psycho bitch. Everybody better learn how to be a psycho bitch. Cause your bitch might be a what's gonna do when they pop it, you clock it, you fill him with a venom of the psycho, we talk it, you
psycho, psycho.
What's gonna do when they pop it, you clock it, you fill him with a venom of the psycho, we talk it, you
psycho, psycho, psycho.
As the smoke clears, you wonder why this woman packs the most fear. She keeps a broken heart and a 380 close near. From me to you, if you sense she's psychotic, better watch what you do. What they do?
They say this psycho bitch was made from us.
Psycho, psycho.
Say they get Nathan but hate from us.
Psycho, psycho.
From the angelic to raving us.
Psycho, psycho.
Stay the fuck away from us.
Psycho, psycho, psycho.
Yeah. popping up at the club. Looking for you with the rollers in. And when the push comes to shove, here you go on the floor with this hoe again. Psycho bitches, never let it go. Trippin' to never the bow. Be ready to get up and go. The second in is just dead to the show. Breaking my crib, stripping my dog. Looking for white bitch, hair on my balls. Trippin' with you when you out with the family. She get it poppin' right there in the mall. Fuck with the bitch, it's definite. Better watch who you steppin' with. Fuck a sense and deficit. Better watch who the fuck you messin' with. Just because I fuck you, that don't mean we gettin' married, ho. The way you sit around the cones from my house is scary, though. Psycho bitches, when it comes to relationships, I'm very slow. Trips will never understand it over till you're very low. No.
Don't live in the mind space, living out. Trippin' with strippers, you think I'm digging out.
Me saying that I'll never be taken by the hands of another man is a bad omen. Cause you never know, it might just be the hands of a woman, psycho bitch.
Don't bring that psycho shit to me.
Never ever go down with a psycho bitch. Better never ever go down with a
psycho bitch.
Everybody better learn how to be a
psycho bitch.
Never know when the girl might be a psycho.
Psycho bitch, a psycho, 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 psycho,
psycho. Girl with a little bit of back when you fight, you're a
psycho bitch. Psycho bitch,
a psycho, 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 psycho. Girl with a little bit of back when you fight, you're a
psycho bitch.
I can roll my tongue, guys.
Stop calling me, never wanna really hear no heartfelt shit. You ain't healthy for me, you bitch, I'm on a health kick. Psycho bitches are self-destructive, weak and helpless. I'm done with you, bitch, now you can let somebody else
she show it. Stick with it, I stick hit it, dick fit it. Never did I take 1 minute to quit it. Chickens only living and driven to get hit it. Turn around and flip it and get to a deep shit it. Pussy wasn't better to get in and indebted. You can make a penny of money to men's sentence. You can run a bitch by adjusting the end sentence. What if she demanded, you better forget it.
Jeez.
Psycho like Michael, you Michael. Wake up to knives and rifles. When your eyes close, she's liable. Like I know to move on you like Tavo. Even I know this lie hole like rivals, them turn you into Vavo. Get it out of you, turn your back in the bitch tag with a blade up in your spinal. Should've listened to them phone calls, don't stop with them harassing threats. Well, the vision was them draws and me plotting on heaven's sake. Got me tripping, fist in a ball, I know something gon' happen next. I'll kill this crazy bitch and give her back the tag.
Please, don't bring that psycho shit to me.
Never ever go down with a psycho bitch. Better never ever go out with a psycho bitch. Never know when the girl might be a psycho.
Bitch, a psycho, a psycho,
too. Girl with a little bit of life and you fight for you.
Bitch,
a psycho, a psycho, too. Girl with a little bit of life and you fight for you.
Bitch,
psycho, bitch. Never ever go down with a psycho, bitch. Better never ever go out with a psycho, bitch. Everybody better learn how to be a psycho, bitch. Never know when the girl might be a psycho.
Bitch, a psycho, a psycho, too.
With a little bit of life and you fight for you.
Bitch,
your bitch is psycho, you psycho too. Come on with a little bit of life and you fight for you.
Let me show you how fast I can get to your heart. Let me show you how fast I can get to your heart. Let me show you just how fast I can get to your heart. Talk to you later. Bye.
Round everybody up!
Twisted Blaze, the ROC.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened it and read it. It said they was bitches.
187.
Legs Diamond, Anybody Killer, Dope Dublin, ICP. A letter to the FBI.
Somebody call 911. The gang banging at the mall. A kid 14 and his boys from Omaha. Oh Lord, oh my God, he's on a skateboard. FBI guy up in a tree, snoring, spying on a Juggalo clique for 8 months undercover, ain't got nothing. Straight punks wasting everybody's goddamn time and money. Cause you some old outdated cops, tubs and studies. Shit-headed and nerdy, like it ain't even funny. And the bitch in your ass is like bees to honey. Calling the Juggalo a gangbanger, outrageous. Pulling ninjas over, whipping out gauges. And the judge slams down the hammers to the big house. Now for you, gangbanger, if we let this be, we'll be face to face with one man as he dictates the human race. Speak out of line, they're coming at a zooming pace. Kick you when you down, boots, two to the face. We don't need that, so don't give in now. Fuck the FBI, it's how I'm living.
Mr. FBI, Mr. Officer, tell me why you want me in a coffin, sir. Is it because I wear my hatchet tat, or cause me and my fellas got matching tats? Is it because we like to hang out and be scrubs? Must be thugs out here peddling drugs. But let me tell you, all that meddling killing does is makes us wanna leave you embedded in slugs. Free speech, motherfucker. Check this out. I want some pussy, or I'ma shoot a cop in the mouth. Bang guts hang like a wicked video game. It's all the same, it's entertainment, and it ain't for the lame. They can't get us, so they come for those who walk with us. Punish you for representing, make you wanna forget us. That's what we get, cause we ain't corporate, self-made and doing well. So they damn us to hell and degrade us. That's what made us. They say the world hate us. For 20 years I've been getting paid the boss. Call me an old man, I call me long dick paid. Young sweet baby Violent J never gets played.
Tensions high in your America, goddamn the salt of this. So I walk around with a mouth full of shit, spitting shit in the face of Lady Liberty. Pushing swiftly through these days in a black 300, looking like I'm straight up off the Batcave. Government they now investigate, so I tint the windows looking too close. We'll get you sketched, no incidental. Residential neighborhoods on high alert for the insane clowns. Anybody killing, you'll get twisted and bound instead of blaze and murder. Dummy, the codes 187, don't just doubles every second. Who's the weapon? I am the ROC. A house full of skinny jeans, I've kept the debris. I'm a disease and a cure for you sick and healthy and feed. No resurrection from the click, we gon' stay up underground. Salute, never let them cocksuckers put us on mute. Truth, the booth is a star, I walk the heavens, keep it locked. We gon' rob the solar system of this shit and can't be stopped.
You can't hurt our name, you can't sell our game. Fuck you and your claim, we don't bang.
I pull a check on you quick, I'm quick to say fuck a bitch. I spit gangsta shit, I've been federally indicted. I'm a killer from the west, don't test. Blah, 187, the psychopathic. I come through, shut shit down, no bitch up now. I specialize in moving big dope and letting off rounds. So fuck the FBI, you know why? They took 41 months of my life. That's why I ride or do or die. Hustle worldwide, kick your door and hit you for your guap and back to the west side. No witnesses of bloody homicide. Cause believe me, when I step, ain't nobody gonna be left alive. The type of gangster that plays for keeps, I'm deep in the streets. I got the bows and birds for them cheats. So catch me in the old school classic, reppin' the juggalos and everybody down with the hatchet.
F is for the fools, B for bringing bullshit. I, it's my reply, so yes, I feel included. Times really ain't changed, fans, they say strange. Music is the devil and the artist is the brain. Juggalo, I roll, underground, I stroll. Family is forever, so this family will grow. I'm the FBI, full-blooded Indian. Back ready to ride, native pride once again. It's official, I had to go buy a new pistol, just in case I hear the pigs whistle. Pull me over for a fucking purpose, not because you're worthless. Feeling like a criminal because I'm spitting verses. Doctors, lawyers, dads and moms, representing Juggalo cause they know it's the bomb. You can't stop psychopathic, the hatchet we jump hurdles. Even if you brought Elvis from the dead, it's John Burroughs.
Don't blame me, not building a Bradley. It's sad to see you running your mouth and harassing the family. Trying to burn down my tree, cutting up branches like tinder. If you had it your way, we'd be a cinder. You fall from a road, you can peep the stoic look on my face as it changed from disdain to hate. While you speaking your pulpit, I want to see your pulse spit all over the place till we're covered in all it. Toxic, no cure or antibiotics. You think we are so sick? We know you're neurotic. A pill that's psychotic, the trick is more chronic. Bitch, you talking all that jazz, that's so sonic.
You can't hurt our name, you can't sell our game. Fuck you and your claim, we don't bang.
Watch me blast off, laughing my ass off, calling us a gang, y'all high off bath salts. We hot as asphalt, they watching us on every level. What if they told you that you can't listen to heavy metal? What if they told you that you had to listen to the devil? Fuck what they tell you, we some rebels, so they persecute. We don't conform to policies, so they hurt the youth. Cause we free thinking, smoking, tree drinking. They wanna catch us sleeping, we ain't even blinking. Fuck the feds on my life, they some suckers. I really think they mad cause they wives wanna fuck us. The government don't wanna see me on some psycho shit. It's worse than the freeway sniper mixed with Michael Vick. Now they all fucked, wanna catch us in a twist. J. Edgar Hoover, you can suck the motherfucking dick. And we ain't stopping till you take us off the fucking
list. Yeah, I've been hustling and grinding since I was new to the game. Before the songs and the videos and the screaming the name. Before the diamond crusted hatchet, man, it swung from the chain. And I was green to the business and all the tricks of the trade. Learn to live it like I spit it, it's a family affair. A million painted faces in the crowd with hands in the air. A hint of love is from above and the devil rightly beneath. But the evil stares and shit talking can never compete. They wanna take us out the game and even call it a gang. Checking for tattoos and cars, sticking study and slang. Man, it's amazing how ridiculous the shit has became. Hoping the pride will go away, but all the strong and the same. It's only greater if anything. The load get heavy, but the goals stay the same. Put the worries in the levee. People tell us every day that we the reason they survive. true incentive of keeping hope alive. We don't die.
Hiding on that fuck the law. Middle finger to them all. Habitual line stepper. A criminal rhyme shredder. Put a gun to your jaw and make the world better. But instead I just shoot for the cheddar. Now I can make you Pearl Jam and in my waist to Eddie Vedder. Looking for more than a bad rapper. I'm forever like Birdman, baby. I'm so cash money and the feds want to ruin all that. Now that's funny. I put a 5-hole in the 5-0 and I'm liable to emulate the face of a killer for my survival. Flatline your vitals and I'm dangerous and labeled a psycho. That ain't even the reason they want to keep us from the mic. No, my freedom of speech is what I would die for. FBI's my lifelong rival. Crosshairs and in the scope of my rifle.
You can't hurt our name. You can't sell our game. Fuck you and your claim. We don't bang.
We're family.
You can't hurt our name. You can't sell our game. Fuck you and your claim. We don't bang.
We're family.
And we're back. We got a 308 with a 308. What's good with us?
What up? It's Juggalo Jerry.
Oh, shit. He's alive.
Oh, yeah.
So, Fall 24 is lately, Juggalo Jerry.
Not much. Just got jumped tonight.
Man, you got shitty-ass luck. You fall through floors, you get jumped.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he's got spam.
What's going on, homie?
Not much. Just waiting for these fuckers to show up.
Wait. So you got jumped. You're waiting for these people to come back again to jump you again. Is that what you're doing?
This time I got a knife on me.
And fams.
And a couple of fam.
And a crippled.
So why did they jump you?
And my crippled. Because apparently this dude wants to date my girlfriend, and she told him no, so they jumped to me.
Tell him that I'm crippled.
He already knows.
No,
sure. Wait, so they want your girl, so they jumped you?
Yeah.
Because that's really going to make her go to them faster, right?
No.
You got some idiots living in your fucking town.
Shit, whatever don't kill you makes you stronger.
But I'm pretty sure you're strong enough considering the fact you didn't die from falling through the fucking floors.
I know.
I mean, shit, like, come on, like, you fell through, like, what, 2 floors already?
3.
Where the fuck was the 3rd one?
Same house.
Oh, hopefully you found a new house.
What?
I said hopefully you found a new house.
I went to visit my brother in that house, and apparently they didn't get the floor fixed, and I fell through.
Wait, so you fell through the same fucking floor?
Oh, yeah.
How the fuck did you manage that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think your brother needs a new house.
Yeah, so it happened 3 times now.
Well, hopefully your brother fixed the floor this time, so that way a 4th time doesn't happen.
Hope so, too.
Even though the floor wasn't broken the first time you fell through it, though.
It was broken when I first went through it. But second time I thought I fixed and fell through it again.
You know, maybe you should start going around that floor.
Should. It's hard to find out when they have rug covering it.
You can still walk around it, but if you know the spot you fell through, you just walk around it.
Who's on tonight?
Right now, just me. I mean, Ghetto was here, but he left us for a little bit. He'll be back.
All right.
Is there anything you guys want to hear?
Play Boogeyman.
Oh, yeah. I can do that. We can down to it.
All right.
Yeah.
We can play both.
All right. I have a bunch of people listening.
Hell yeah. Well, here we go.
Where's my Google right beside me?
Yeah, just make sure you don't fall through floors anymore.
All right.
Here we go. Boogie Woogie Woo.
The beast lives out of the raging storm in the dead of night. The ravenous, blood-sick creature searches for its sacrifice.
Through the hideous
darkness it lurches, driven by death itself. Only the satisfaction of slaughter will cause it to return to the darkness from which it came.
Boogeyman, y'all.
All right, up next, Focus Pocus.
Serious problem with regulars. Juggling, juggling, juggling. Falling fast, floppy titty freak. I think fucking peace is a
a motherfucker.
Yeah, same here.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Wait, what did she just say?
I think she said, hola, como estas?
So how
I don't.
Are you?
I'm good.
I said, hi, how are you?
I'm good. Tired.
Aren't we all?
We are all the way.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it says she was trying to speak Spanish, but I don't understand Spanish worth the fucking lick. So you're kind of screwed on that one.
Yeah. Are you getting the gathering?
Wait, what the fuck are you saying?
Are you going to the gathering?
Depends if I have the money for it.
I'm going to probably end up being there. My friend Brian and our two girls.
Well, at least a good thing for you is it's already on the ground, so you ain't got to worry about falling through anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, unless you somehow manage to fall through the ground into hell, yeah.
Unless you're like my girl falling through holes.
Was it tight or was it loose?
Yeah, like 3 days ago, my girl fell in a hole.
Bad. You were a very bad influence on her. You fall through floors. So now she's falling through holes.
I have a sprained ankle thanks to it.
She has a sprained ankle from it.
Just blame him.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So who's willing to go get my ice pack?
Please let me go with some Stevie Stone featuring Chris Calico. Phases.
Yeah.
In my life, different stages, go through different phases, living for the moment, no, I'm never changing. All through the night, I think forward and a ride, and my pride, I can't hide it, bundled up inside. I realize that my time can't rewind, in my crazy, sitting all alone, think about it lately. You're in the hype, it's just hype, it's my life. Overnight, open mirrors, they arrive. I keep my eyes open wide. Eyes wide, could my vision be blurry? Am I living in vain as I travel this journey? Got some problems this morning, heart heavy and hollow. Never facing these phases makes it harder to swallow. So I pray for the day, hey, seizing my moment. Grabbing life up by the horns and control it, I own it. Through my pores, get it up off my chest. I'm blessed in life with curse, I'm passing but life's a test. Overcoming by nature, all the Lord knows where I've been. Obstacles come and go, let it go, then it all sinks in. This is just phases and stages, got a pinpoint deal with it, right? This is my therapy, clarity, whole insight. In my life, different stages, go through different phases. Living for the moment, no, I'm never changing. All through the night, I think forward and a ride. And my pride, I can't hide it, bundled up inside. I realize that my time can't rewind. Am I crazy? Sitting all alone, think about it lately. You're in the hype, it's just hype, it's my life. Overnight, open mirrors, stay alright. I keep my eyes open wide. Now where I come from anyway? Think I could die there any day. I ain't hood, but I keep my finger on the trigger. Phone good, but I think different than them other niggas. Okay. So what comes out of my pen is what I think then, and I mean it. And if I keep it all bottled up then, and all I just tend, so I scream it. By the grace of God, I kick that narcotic out my body. Okay. Tell the whole world applaud it when I give up my pain, the people party. So I keep on living this life, one day at a time. If I'm tripping, sipping this wine to make me come down. And deliver miracle rhymes from time to time. It's a different way that I'm going, no turning around. Okay. Right hand on the Bible, other hand on the mic, this is my survival. Never thought
people love me cause of it. I like go, but give it up for my wife. That's how I feel in my life. Just go through different phases, living for the moment. No, I'm never changing. All through the night, I think forward and alright. And my pride, I can't hide it. Bundled up inside, I'm real high. My time can't rewind in my creed. Sitting all alone, think about it lately. You're in the hype, it's your hype, it's my life. Overnight, open mirrors, stay right. Keep my eyes open wide.
And we are back.
Hey, Havoc.
Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Can you play Assassins?
I can definitely do that. Let me go up to it.
All right.
There you go, homie.
You know who you're fucking with. Big clown. You know who you're fucking with.
He was cover, he was mine, I snatched his jewelry and ran. I caught up with Nate and said, I think it's worth a grand. He smiled, then he giggled, then he shook my hand. The jam was going down, I need the money, so I'm giddy. The fucking state was cool, all they gave us $7.50. My mama threw me out, I called my sister a whore. Now my house is abandoned, my bed is the floor. It's been a week, I haven't eaten, starving, I crawl. So my teacher, Miss Elena, up at Wellington Mall. I broke into a Datsun and jumped in the back and waited for the bitch to put my shank to her neck. She gave me off of the car keys, cried and said please. She promised not to tell and give me A's and B's. I said I want your money, bitch, and all I can sell. Now I looked into her eyes and she was scared as hell. I knew she was a snitch, so I cut off her tongue. Got happy with the trigger, now I'm on the run. And a
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes?
Hi, I'd like to speak to Mike Wood.
Who's calling?
This is Sean.
I'm sorry, who?
Sean.
Did you say Sean?
Sarah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Sarah.
Oh, Sarah?
Mike Wood, please.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Hello?
Yes, I have a complaint, a formal complaint.
Go ahead.
They're just evil.
Who's evil?
The last booking you had, they jumped from the stage and they tried to finger me in the audience.
Who is this?
This is Sal.
You're referring to who?
To myself and my rear. What do you mean am I referring to?
What band?
The Insane Clown Posse.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, God. Do you book them or no?
Yes, I am the booking agent for the Insane Clown Posse.
But that's who you are, and I just so happened to be a poor fool that was standing in the front row when one of them jumped on me. Knocked me down and obliviously stuck his fingers in my ass. I don't need this. Why do you let this go on?
Why are you calling me about this?
Well, you're booking them. Get off the phone, you stupid ass. Who's helloing me? Mike Wood, please.
This is Mike Wood.
Please stop booking him, Mike. Please. They're driving me nuts.
And we are back.
Hey, can you play Juggalo Island?
I can definitely do that. Just make sure I have it up on the soundboard.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There we go.
You know what would be the shit? What if we had our own island, man? I got my toes in the sand watching hoes play volleyball. It's summertime and I'm feeling jolly, y'all. Food on the fire, boats in the water, and taking time off from my cereal slaughter. And here for the weekend, me and these friends. Sunny sunshine, blue skies never end. There's a mermaid waiting me to come in. Underwater on my ball, she's humming. Smoking on a fat one, we come to have fun. I got my dick in your hot dog bun. Pouring up shots for everybody that's sipping. Let's get loose now, skinny dipping. Don't hate me, cause the speedo I'm wearing. Got your girlfriend staring, we out here. Sky's so clear, ice cold beer. Suntan topless, bitch, come over here. On Juggalo Island,
we can. Have a luau, I'm getting blew out. Come over here if you ever get through out. We got a place for ya, never will ignore ya. Got a hot plate and a drink, we're gonna pour ya. Quartz on the grill, plays on the 1-2. Hit a run, hit a dead, have fun too. Sips in the water, float and we see you. Doing flips in the air, run a sea, do no cops. Unless they're pouring up shots, unless they're helping us smoke these crops. Surfing on the big one, having big fun. Fucking with a big fat one under the sun. Letting them hang, doing our thing. Listen to them up and down the beach, everybody sang. I Juggalo Island. We can be one.
Right, the dead do bite. Listen to the Ouija board, we can only do right. Can't do wrong, fatty in a blue thong. Everybody can't be together with you gone. Come get with this wicked ridiculous. This world is ours, every bit of this.
Get you a burger with cheese, enjoy the breeze. I'm covered coconuts out of palm trees. Here we all win, I'm free falling. See me shoreside surfing on a dolphin.
Grass skirts dead, hula girls hatchets. And whatever your fishing hook catches, we'll be without you. So let's hang, boom, pow, bang. Let's do the damn thing. I Juggalo Island.
We can be one.
Ha 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 ha
Come on, guy.
God damn.
Good evening, sir. Where are you headed tonight?
Up in Mom's ass.
Okay, license and registration, please.
Come on, are you serious? They have registration for this bitch? I just told this motherfucker like 45 minutes ago.
You have any idea why I pulled you over?
I'll tell you why, because you're a lonely fucking nerd in a costume driving around going, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Is there anything you want to tell me before I run your license, sir?
Yeah, it's a fake license. You got some powdered sugar in that mustache of yours. And lastly, fuck off, bitch!
Okay, stay put.
Fuck you.
Well, as I imagine, everything is all fucked up. You've got several warrants, and as you said, this vehicle is stolen, and you're obviously drunk.
Oh, wow! Extra dose for you, dick breath.
Just be careful next time and wear your seatbelt. Oh, and, it sounds like you got somebody in the trunk, kicking and screaming and whatnot.
Don't worry about that, fuckhole. That's my business. You gonna eat a bowl of poop, bitch? I'm out this piece. Fuck off!
Crazy kid.
Hey, we're back. What up, ghetto?
Yeah, go eat a bowl of poop, bitch.
Hey, ghetto.
Hey, loud person.
What up?
Who are you?
Juggalo Jerry.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he's alive. It's amazing, isn't it?
It was also amazing whenever I got a comment from Chill the other day. And turns out he's been in rehab.
What the fuck? For what?
What the?
Whatever psychosis is.
Oh, get him.
So yeah, what exactly is that?
I don't know, but apparently Juggalo Jerry is trying to call you.
You're trying to call me? All you gotta do is say my name. All you gotta do is say my name three times like Beetlejuice.
Yo, my girl fell through a hole.
Your girl fell through a hole?
Yeah.
Did you push her through the hole?
No. She tripped in it.
Yeah, it was hers.
It was her own hole.
And where was this hole located at?
On a bridge.
On a bridge?
Oh, yeah. Walking all the way to my mom's house. She tripped in a hole and sprained her ankle.
Don't you know it's too cold to go swimming?
No, be crazy.
That'd be fun.
Because, I mean, at least over here, like, the rivers and whatnot are frozen.
Yeah.
Here, like, half and half.
Although,
anyway, what's going on, though?
Hey, I'll give you guys a call back.
He's leaving us again.
Not again. I've been on here.
All right, well, try not to fall. So,
I won't.
I guess we'll talk to you in a bit or another day.
All right. Wait.
Hey. All right, peace, man.
Now, that's what he's got all kinds of fucking bad luck. He falls through holes. He gets jumped by people because they want his girlfriend.
What the hell? I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, but he called in and was like, yo, I got jumped because the guys wanted my girlfriend.
Doesn't look like that worked, though.
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah, because apparently this dude tried getting his girl, and she said no. So they jumped him, thinking it'd make her go to them faster.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, because jumping somebody because you want their girlfriend's always a good idea. you know, this is just like TV, you know, you do that and then she's automatically your girlfriend. Because, you know, some type of magic.
Yeah, apparently, Jerry's going to try to go to the gathering this year. I advise people to run.
That's a good thing to bring up. Where exactly is the gathering this year?
Thought it would be in Illinois again this year.
Because apparently it's moving.
Well, then I don't know. So how do you feel about CM Punk walking out on WWE again?
Ain't I the one that told you that?
Well, you told me that CM Punk was leaving, but he already left.
I told you that he left, man. Read the damn shit that I say to you.
Yeah, when he walked out, told Vince McMahon he was going home and flew back to Chicago.
Yeah, this is the second time, though.
Yep. There's actually a video about what happened. Like, you know, the reason why he left.
And what was the reason?
Let me go back to it.
Really?
Yeah.
He watched the video and he still don't know the reason.
I didn't watch the whole thing because he had Juggalo Jerry up on here.
To me, there's certain... You know, I think this has been Daniel Bryan's year, and I've sort of been in the position where I thought it was my year, and I watch other people get other opportunities and stuff like that. And no slight on Dave. Like I said, he is a friend of mine. I wish I could see Daniel Bryan main event at WrestleMania. That's all.
Yep.
You know, but Dave, I think, is great, and. It's not like a situation where, God, Rock's probably going to get mad again, but it's not like Rock coming in and he's not just doing pay-per-views, he's doing like a full schedule, so we'll see how it happens.
Me too.
We'll see how it unfolds, but I think Dave coming back is a good thing. What's going to happen, you know, at one end of the country, like just go into a dealership, buy a car, and then just drive it across country, and then just drive it into the ocean. These are things I'm going to do with my money when I have no time. It could be fun. But yeah, you might see me do that. So when I'm done, I'm done. I'm just going to buy a cabin in some remote mountainous area, and no one's ever going to see me again. And it's going to be awesome. I would like to see it go back to being less writers and more of a booker, you know, with long term plans and ideas.
Were you to build your own character so somebody?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily that, just an idea of where you're going instead of, you know, every week it's like, what are we doing? And they don't remember that. That was 2 weeks ago and just dropping stuff into, you know, the slightest notion that it's not working or, you know, having no real plan of what you're doing, you know. Like instead of, they're worrying about WrestleMania now,
right?
If it was my company, I would have that all settled and I'd be worrying about WrestleMania 31, you know. But the long-term booking and planning, it hasn't existed in quite some time.
Right.
That's what it boils down to. I think a lot of the times fans just want something different, you know what I mean? Daniel Bryan's awesome, but I think one of the biggest things he has going for him is he was different. 3 years ago, I was different, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, everyone was like, well, him in a title picture, that would be cool because it was different. Now, they want Daniel Bryan in the title picture because it's different. You know, ECW at that time was something, you know, completely different. And for a lot of people, they didn't see stuff like that. And it was just an alternative. And it's just a lot better. It's like going to a restaurant. If you just go to a restaurant, there's one thing on the menu that sucks. You go to a restaurant, there's, you know, a bunch of stuff on the menu. You get to choose what you think is best at that time. And it's always a better situation for everybody if there's alternatives and different things to watch. I love ECW. I still do. I think it helped generate what everybody loves calling the Attitude Era and this big boom in pro wrestling. You know, if it wasn't for ECW, I don't think it would have been as big as it was.
One thing I really missed from that was that I don't get to see it enough of like in WWE today is that I think the first pay-per-view, they spent the better part of a year building the travel between Sabu and Taz.
And then, again, they only made fun of Paris Hilton, and I absolutely agree with everything that Shaggy said about fucking Paris Hilton. But again, they let you down about Lil Wayne. They don't say nothing.
I know, right?
Like, I thought this show was supposed to be them getting payback and talking shit, but they don't ever talk shit.
Yeah, right? I think it's funny how fucking Jay's wearing fucking Shaggy's face, and Shaggy's wearing Jay's face.
Yeah, but do you see how small the face is on the jersey Jay's wearing?
Yes.
Nelly's the guy that gets pulled over.
I like these Southern cops,
though. They're a lot more friendly than the ones in Detroit.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting pulled over by these Southern police.
You cannot sell out any part in hip-hop than to do a song with Florida Georgia Line.
About that is true.
Yeah, I know it is.
You need a translator. It was straight country versus ghetto. Couldn't nobody understand a word nobody was saying. But they all united. Nobody fought. They all united for the cause of selling out.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, selling out is a universal language, guys.
Right.
There's no question about it.
Anybody can sell out, but you want to get to the next level?
No out. Straight no out, bud.
Yeah, no out. What the fuck? She sounds horrible.
What we have right here, my friend, is super mega star Paris Hilton. Her dad owns all the hotels, gets all the money, therefore she gets to make a video and be a pop sensation star. Why are the studs on her bathing suit actually bigger than the breasts in her body? The body of a 14-year-old Norwegian boy, and the bling ring stole all her finest clothes, leaving her with nothing but rags and old played-out duds.
All kinds of dumps like this like for years now, and not one thing is catching on. Because she sucks at everything, you know what I'm saying? This is not just one thing, think about it. She sucks at everything so bad, she came out with a sex tape and that sucked. You know what I'm saying? Everything she puts her hands on sucks. Besides, some
exactly.
Make no money.
Oh, her parents make no money. She spends money.
She's good at spending money.
Talking about money, rumor is her grandfather left her nothing.
Grandfather's probably rich from the old school 1920s. He's like, I ain't even on money to that little word.
You know who knocked her right out the box? Kim Kardashian.
Yes, I was all about Paris Hilton till everybody got to look at Kim. A teenage boy having sex compared to a grown woman having sex. Which one would you rather watch?
I have a definite answer for you on that one.
Anybody that signs Paris Hilton is just trying to hit it.
Right.
I think many of men have collaborated.
I would go to hotels with the lights and go over and funnel a nasty
in the room. They just go over Periscope with one post thing.
You know what Periscope is going to hate more than anything? Age.
Oh, God.
Your whole career is based on being pretty. And Father Time's going to come and close that down. Can Lil Wayne do a video, please, without Baby being in it? In the background? And I'm the guy who put him out.
I thought Lil Wayne and Baby in Paris did one of those three-way kisses together.
Oh,
down. There was a three-way collaboration.
Hey, Sugar Slam. Something splendiferous to watch.
This song's so hot, he called it Tamale.
Oh, God. Please tell me they talk so much shit on Tyler, the creator.
No, they love him.
Oh, my God. Why?
Tyler, the creator.
I don't know, man. They clearly have problems.
They obviously do. Obviously.
I'm not even looking at Tyler the Creator. I'm looking right in between the ash cheeks, between the jiggling sauce. This is a fresh video. He actually went to the location in the French house to shoot this one shot. The
cool part is that he went during salmon season, so there's salmon swimming upstream to our mate.
That's why I appreciate this video.
And you know what's dope? It's
Jay and Shug, you have let us down again. You had a perfect chance to talk shit about this motherfucker, and you don't do it. You praise the motherfucker.
Yeah, that fucking dude is terrible.
Yeah.
That's how they act. I used to be a caddy, and I used to have a golfer named Mr. Santee. He'd make a shot and go, God damn it, and throw his clubs at me. And I did nothing because I was only 14.
What about Harvey Shaw?
Okay, I would hire a giant cat from and drive it around.
What was nuts?
The cat had nuts.
Yeah.
How do you know cats had nuts?
They don't.
Whoa. This is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. Is that powder guy? Is that our Ben and Spoons? That's scary, man.
What's the video have to do with tamales?
I don't know. I'll tell you why, because tamales are delicious. That's why. Oh, he's jacking his meat. He's rubbing one out.
So Mountain Dew let Tyler the Creator produce a bunch of TV spots for them, but then they pull them off the market immediately for being too offensive.
What did Mountain Dew expect out of Tyler the Creator? You know what I'm saying? Some happy, friendly sell-off stuff? This originates freshness through my body right here. This gives me positivity. Tyler the Creator, rock it out,
Jay, you are an idiot.
This is Robert Kelly, and I'm coming up on the ICP Theater, so stay tuned.
Who the fuck is Robert Kelly?
That guy.
Yeah, but do you know who the fuck he is?
Apparently he was on some show called Louie.
Yeah, no.
I'm not exactly sure who he is, no.
It's funny because they had so many people up on here who we knew who the fuck they were. Now they get him. We have no idea who the fuck he is.
Well, I guess we kind of are like ICP when it comes to the president and vice president, because they had no idea who the vice president was, and they were sitting there talking shit on him.
You're taking me to be murdered there, Sugar Slam. Well, I am. Great.
Nah, man, he's taking him to the gay house.
Come in. There's going to be naked broads, swinging monkeys, and there's a blonde guy. And then some retired skateboard.
But the fact that he's just talking shit about KGs is funny as all hell, though.
Did he used to be a skateboarder?
I don't think so.
I did. That was awesome. I went to Iraq twice.
Twice?
Yeah. And I'm a. Like, I was. When they asked me, they first asked me, they were like, do you want to go to Iraq?
and do shows. I was like, don't they have troops in Jersey? Like, you know what I mean? Can I make them laugh on the way there? And
see, we'll find out about them.
Did they give you a gun?
No, they don't give me a gun. They, I got over there. This is what this really happened. I got off the C-130 plane, and the Marine walked up. He goes, take this. Gave me a helmet and a vest. And he goes, be careful for lions.
All the terrorists and
see, KG was born in Queens, New York, blah, blah, blah. Don't care about that. Don't care about that. Yep. Just don't care about that. From what I'm seeing, no.
All right, then.
Jay, stop being gay.
I'm creating a chubby in my pants.
It is. It is. I you know what? You wouldn't be arrested if you raped me right now. Who could blame you with these lips?
You can't rape the willies.
No. He's a thing called killing lips. Come on, lips.
I know I want to move in and kiss you right now.
Sure,
Slim. It's time for a video, please.
Wait a minute.
It's funny how fucking Shaggy just fucking jumps in. We need a video, please.
Yeah, he's getting tired of that shit.
That's J-Lo.
That's
J-Lo. That's
J-Lo. Oh, from back in the day?
Yeah, this is it right here.
Let's see what we need your money, babe. Come on, show us.
Not your A-cups.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
You can stop the video now.
There he is, Ben.
Robert Van Damme.
No, that's Ben Affleck.
Robert
Van Damme.
I look like
really?
Ben Affleck all the time. No, it's not what it felt from Affleck.
Yeah. Whack, whack. You know how hard that big booty is after a cock I guarantee it smells exactly like my butt. Like on a regular basis.
Thanks for ruining J-Lo's ass for
me. Yeah. The ass may look very different, but they smell the same. Yeah.
You don't know that. Maybe Robert Kelly's ass resembles J-Lo's perfectly. You don't know that.
It actually looks like raw chicken with cottage cheese and a couple pimples.
Speaking of naked men,
wow.
I'll tell you right now whose ass is beautiful and perky and pretty.
Oh,
Brenda Hammer Valentine. He looks like a rising wolf of brown bread.
The fact that he's talking about other guys' asses is just disturbing in itself.
Yeah, it's just a little bit.
Don't hate this video worse than us. No, Ben's new wife. What's her name, Jennifer Gardner?
He took a loss on that.
He
downgraded.
He went from an ash to a meatloaf pan.
He probably upgraded in attitude, though. I heard J-Lo's a real bitch.
Yeah, J-Lo's a bitch. He did the right thing. He's got a regular country white chick. He's got a couple kids. Now we're going to get a tranny that looks just like J-Lo. Cheat on the side.
Trannies are a preferred method of mine because there's much more to enjoy.
Yeah, that's true. And you
especially
know,
hermaphrodite trannies.
Those don't exist.
Then you've got it all.
Those don't exist.
They do in my mind.
Okay. You got to watch Modern Family and then a football game in the same night.
You can watch Modern Family and a football game on the same night. What the fuck?
Time for you to beat it.
I gotta go.
The easy way or the hard way, your choice.
I'm gonna go the easy way because
thank you, brother.
Because I'm hard right now. All right, let's go. You gonna pull me off? All right, I'm going.
See you later, Robert.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You guys are the best. All right, relax, Farrah Fawcett. I'm on my way.
Relax, Farrah Fawcett. Really? He just called the hammer fucking Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand why she said that, and then they show Macho Man.
Yeah.
Because when Macho Man was in a prime of going,
yeah,
hammer mini talk going through his mind, looking at Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
What an awesome hookup. Talk about fringe. What fringe?
How do we count this off?
How about a big, fat, I've always wondered if he could see out of his sunglasses, and the answer was no.
No.
He didn't need to see. Uh-huh. Never not, Macho Man. That's him waking up out of bed stretching. Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's Danzel.
There he is.
America's favorite actor. Very sleepy. Just woke up to do his movie. Ready for donuts and hot tea. Damn casting call.
Look at this money face.
Hey, you got my money. You know I'm Danzel. Give me my money and I will act.
There'll be no smiling. There'll be no friendliness. There'll be no talking. There'll be no acting.
Money. That's
this
what I need right now.
More money face. It doesn't change until the money is delivered.
Then you said his face changes only weight.
Yes.
You see that $1 million smile once I get that $1 million in my hand.
What good there, Angel?
The devil himself.
It's the devil himself, really?
He owns
banks.
His way slavery would still be firmly in place.
He founded the crooked side of America, the crooked side of politics.
He founded Christopher Columbus's journey. He funded it.
He was his own manager.
He was his own manager.
Who is this guy?
That's Joe Biden. He's the vice president.
Oh, that guy's the vice president right now?
So is on his window.
This seems more to be honest.
We were right about everything we said. Sheer evil.
Coming up.
Wow.
That could work.
The chubby chick on a rope. Let's see what happens.
What do you think's gonna happen?
A shitload of earthquakes.
No, that'd be that fat ass bitch in that bathtub that you won't get out.
But have Angel get her out.
Angel, you're gonna have to lift with your legs.
Maybe customizing your car.
And maybe a crane.
And a bulldozer.
What the fuck is a bulldozer gonna do?
It's gonna push the bitch out of the tub, and then the crane can lift her up.
What the hell? If you're using a bulldozer, may as well just bulldoze her over, and that'd be that.
Yeah, we can do that too.
And then you could be singing "You Came In Like a Wrecking Ball."
Wait, who's going to be on next week? I forgot to see what happens.
Is this really a show where two clowns just sit there and watch videos and talk?
Yeah.
We got to talk to him about him. Huge hit, Rod. This is a blend of pop and country.
He said, someone called Ron Jeremy.
The hell was Ron Jeremy going to do?
Cast her to porn.
Oh, man, that's... We don't need to do that to anybody.
ICP on midget.
People in the world fear midgets. If you saw two midgets coming at you talking about when you get back,
straight up,
I turn around and run the other direction. I'll do anything you say, midget. I'm here for your approval.
What if you didn't know, midgets have hypnotic power over normal-sized people.
Really?
If they look at you in the eyes and tell you to do something, you have to do it.
If you're normal size, you're not allowed to fight a midget anyway.
Right. It's illegal to punch a midget in the face.
You'll try to get down on one knee.
I guarantee you, you punch a midget in the face, you're doing big time, brother.
Right.
That's like beating up a kid, you know what I'm saying?
Sugar Slam, Sugar Slam! Can we get a video?
Let's kick it like it's 1984 with our Forgotten Freshness video.
It's David Lee Roth with California Girls. I remember this. Although David Lee Roth could have done a hell of a lot better with his music.
Well, see, that's the thing about drugs, man. they kind of kill you.
Yeah.
Within Van Halen.
himself sold out, but the mainstream started to love him.
I mean, you know, he should have just stayed with fucking Van Halen. According to Angel, ICP needs to be on Wild and Out with Nick Cannon.
For what?
That's my question.
So even more people can kill him in a fucking freestyle rap battle? Or for the fact that they're funnier than he is?
Yeah, right.
They would just take over that show.
Yeah.
Although we really don't need them, you know, being all buddy-buddy with even more mainstream bullshit.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I mean, they give them a show to talk shit, and they don't even talk shit on people.
Yeah, this part's kind of retarded. Because it won't go away.
Man, they got to get excited about something.
Why are you doing this to me?
Dirty spinners kick up for failure. You know what I'm saying? Put a little chubby chick on a rope. Let's see what happens. I think she's going to bump your fat ass. That's what I say.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, go.
She gave herself a form of
camel clutch.
She gave herself a form of camel clutch.
I don't know. She's pretty. What a tough chick.
I don't
cruise all gonna be in
space.
I want to see one of the blue dudes.
Let's get some real action,
right?
Sweet petite sugar slam. What's that?
Ah, wish I could, but I can't. No more videos.
I know a great spot we can get a chili cheese salad.
Yeah? Well, I have a great spot where the sun don't shine.
Damn. Oh, but there's a coupon. It's nice. At least then we go training chasing, huh?
All right. I have earned a shot of whiskey or free.
Who the fuck's going to be on next week?
I didn't say.
Yeah.
I
noticed that. What the fuck?
It's going to be Angel. Angel's going to be on there.
Yeah, just watch out because Jay might try to hit on you.
I think Angel would enjoy that.
There we go. We can put the fucking fat bitch in the tub up on there. And they can talk to her.
Yeah, no.
Find out why the fuck she's in the tub for.
Because she was licking hammers. Duh.
Oh, there she goes. She can lick hammer the hammer up on fucking SP tier.
Man, even he won't go for it.
So what's everybody's thoughts and excitement about Justin Bieber being deported back to Canada?
Did you say thoughts and excitement?
Yes.
Well, the excitement is there. Thoughts are good riddance.
Now my question is, where the fuck can I go so that way I can fucking put my fucking signature in this shit so that way he could deport it even faster.
But Boo Led posted up saying Canada doesn't want it. They got a strict, you break it, you buy it policy. So even Canada's rejecting him.
Well, then send him to fucking Mexico. They'll take anybody.
Well, that's very true.
See? Okay, so we could send him down there.
Yeah.
But I think we should go with a truck because I want some Pepsi.
Do you want some Pepsis? What?
Pepsi.
Fucking
Pepsi.
Homo.
We said we go with some Prozac.
Havoc loves balls.
Nah, man, I said Pepsi, motherfucker.
He said testes.
I said Pepsi, catacomb.
Catacomb. Not even in it.
Thank you.
And we are back. And Angel, what the fuck are you talking about, motherfucker? He's up in the room saying, JB, another one bites the dust.
He's talking about your favorite Canadian.
Well, that Canadian motherfucker, he's not even Canadian anymore, he's Mexican now. Because Mexico don't want him, we don't want him. Oh no, Canada don't want him, we don't want him. Now, if only I could find the fucking space that I could put my fucking petition into this shit too. I want him gone.
Jeez.
There we go, whitehouse.gov.
What the hell does that got to do with Justin Bieber?
that's where the fucking petition is. And I want that fucking gone. Out of our fucking country and out of our lives.
You know he's never going to be out of our lives, right?
But once his green card is revoked, he can't come back here. Damn it, where's this goddamn petition at? It's not up on the site.
Yeah, maybe they'll mad shout them.
Man, can we just trade him for mad child?
So he can't get back into the States.
Yeah, we don't need this fucker here anyways. He's got no talent. He looks like a fucking troll. No, I just need to get rid of him. There we go. Damn it, why do I need to fucking create a goddamn account? I don't want to create an account. Oh, well, fuck it. I'll create an account. Just so that way I can sign and get fucking Bieber out of the U.S. Ghetto, I'll send you the link too, so that way you can sign it as well.
I really don't care.
great. They're asking me a fucking math question. Why? Fuck you and your math.
Man, that reminds me of the picture I saw earlier of Marilyn Manson talking about, what's your favorite position? 69's out because I got math in it.
How the fuck did I end the capture wrong, bitch? Okay, fine. The lift bread, elbow, chin, head, ankle contains how many body parts?
What the fuck?
Why the fuck do I need to know what is the sign up for this damn petition?
Well, it looks like you're fucked.
Man, I don't know how many fucking bones there are. Oh, contains how many body parts? I don't know how many body parts are there.
Wait, what was the question, man?
The list, bread, elbow, chin, head, and ankle contains how many body parts?
What was the first part?
The list, bread, elbow, chin, head, and ankle contains how many body parts? Why the fuck do I need to know this?
Well, take a guess.
I don't fucking know. Although I think they meant to say the head, but not the bread.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what the hell that was going on there. And
you know, they already have that in here already.
Did you say wrist or list?
List.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. See, man, the White House fucks us over so many damn times.
So that's, well, let's see. Bread is not a body port. List is not a body port. What are the other options? Chin? And what was the other ones?
Elbow, chin, head, ankle.
So I'd be like, what? Four body ports.
I'll put four.
You know, the things that are actually...
Hey! It worked! Wait, no, it didn't. It just took... You have not finished creating an account. You were receiving... Oh, god damn it. I have to go back to my email so I can... Fucking... These damn bastards. Just let me sign my petition so that way I can get... That way we can get rid of Beaver. But no. I have to wait for a fucking confirmation. And I wonder what the hell all that shit had to do with a goddamn motherfucking signing up anyways.
You know, just simply so you can sit here and swear.
I blame Obama. Since this is the WhiteHouse.gov, so it's all because of him.
Yeah, it's the devil.
Yeah, just like that vice president dude. Almost done. Verify your petitions. Okay, how the fuck you want me? Okay, you want me to click it, but you can't let me click it. I had to cut and paste it into your web browser. Okay, fine. This is going to be starting this damn petition so we get rid of this fucker. I mean, is it that hard to list, you know, first to get rid of fucking Justin Bieber? Sign this petition. You better not ask me any more stupid questions. Email this link. Fuck you. I don't want to email nothing. But I will share this. That way everybody can vote on this. Son! Get
NWO.
Bieber.
NWO equals now we're old.
What the fuck? You know, man. I wish I had a chick that would just, you know, walk into my room, fucking no bra of that shirt and just magically pop it all off for me. Made things so much easier.
Well, thank you for sharing your fantasies with me, but I don't remember asking. Well,
yes.
Find a girl who's going to walk in your room and get naked for you, then.
Yes, and Angel, the only one that made a fucking song about Justin Bieber was King Gordian Bizarre.
Oh, yeah. So how about Cher Lloyd is coming here?
What, a Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. This is your chance to go rape her.
Because it was very strange on where she was going, because many people don't actually do shows at this place. Because it said 4-1, Munhall, PA. It's like, the fuck is there? But apparently there actually is a music hall over there.
Well, now you know. If you didn't know, now you know.
Well, I don't know how much it is or whatnot, but tickets go on sale Sunday.
Well, there you go. You'll probably be the only juggler there.
Probably. But it's taking place in like an auditorium looking place. There's like
seats. Apparently it did not work. Remember how fucking that chick fucking posted that anybody likes her pictures? She'll block them.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just hit me up saying, thanks for the like on my pic.
Wow, you're fucking full of shit.
Yeah, right?
That's pretty funny.
You know what? I'll do it for you. You're so ugly. You just blocked yourself. Yes, she is. So now she's officially blocked.
Havoc, is that your gallery right there? The cupcake gallery?
No.
Oh, don't lie.
Man, if it was my gallery, there would be no fucking cupcakes left. What the fuck are you talking about? They'd all be eaten.
Man, they're just pictures of cupcakes.
Man, I'd still find someone to eat them.
Yeah, you'd eat the paper.
About to sign and send these special orders for you guys. Well, about damn time.
For who?
Winnie Payton.
She didn't even sign shit yet?
Nope.
Well, damn.
She just said about an hour ago, about to sign and send these out. Safe to say we're not getting them by the 31st.
that's a given. And I would like to point out that she mentioned that she was doing an interview on some other shit. What was that, today or yesterday? But not once did I ever say or mention that she was going to be on Juggalo Rider Radio.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
Why people treat us like we're nothing.
Yeah, right?
Like, I mean, for fuck's sake, we have some big fucking people here, man. I mean, we shouldn't be taken so lightly.
I mean, come on. Like, what other show are you going to find that gets iced tea twice?
I'm just saying, man. Like I said, you know, the list goes on and on, but I'm just saying. A lot of people act like this radio show is nothing.
Yeah, right. And think about it. We just wanted this twice. It was back to back. We had them first in 2009, then again in 2010.
Yeah. Well, people need to get their shit together.
Yes, they do.
But Your boys at Flaw posted up a new song.
Oh, go check that shit out.
I kind of lost interest whenever, you know, a bunch of douchebags.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look, here's Miley Cyrus. When she actually looked all right. It wasn't completely nuts.
He came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, this is just simply when she was just partying in the USA.
She had some nice titties back then, too.
Back then? They didn't change.
what does real hip-hop mean? I mean, I hear the word rather than terminology, real hip-hop going around. I think for
hip-hop,
a lot of
what the hell are you listening to?
Be crazy.
Not something that's not some contrived or dashed.
I'm up to murder, motherfuckers. Let's go to the beginning. No reason to play the game because ain't no chance that you win. I'll break the motherfucker down around to the cardinal. Lay you all out like the horse is a cardinal. Never off balance like a three-wheel bike. They call me dedicated because I'm matching on my mic. Like a G.I. Joe with no flow, got the sickness. Never playing games because I'm all about my business. Lyrical fitness. Now can I get a witch at home? Got the magical soul, rhyme written in Elvish. Move more pelvis than Elvis, even rock could smell this. World War D, and I'm breaking all my enemies. I'm a cult classic, bitch, call me ghouly. Put your fission on the mantle, Jews as an example. Couldn't handle shit, I spit, even with the soul sample. So wax on, wax off like Daniel, son. Best Puerto Rican to flow since the late big cut. You've forgotten in the past like DMC without the rust. So go out right now and buy my shit. Don't try to look for better, cause it's as good as it gets.
Whoa. Hold on then, nigga. Really, Psycho Tweez is fucking defending Justin Bieber.
Somebody needs to deport him. What the hell, dude? I look at my TV and I see normal Cyrus. I look back again, and you got that crazy bitch on there.
Yeah, nah, man, fucking Psycho Twist commented on my fucking thing saying, that's messed. Not that there's Americans that get DUIs and kill people, then take alcohol off the streets and ban import cars. This is the land of free / slaves. He has rights, just like us. Leave the kid alone. Nobody gave his land as much attention.
Can you just comment back? Somebody needs to deport you. Deport him straight to hell.
But it's because they were my friends, but somehow, some way, you see my shit.
I don't know. Maybe he's still following you.
He's still friends with Tom Johnson.
A lot of people are. Like Spaz, for example.
Well, yeah.
I saw her name in my messages. So I sent her a message the other day. I was like, look at this punk. She saw it, too, but didn't say anything.
Why the fuck is somebody, like, why the fuck are you even defending Bieber for, you little fucking faggot?
Do we really have to explain this?
I think somebody explains to him.
Do you not remember the battle whenever it was, what was he saying? He was saying he doesn't like ICP anymore.
Yeah, I remember that bullshit.
And now it's, he loves Justin Bieber.
Yeah, faggot. Psycho Twiz, they used to be a juggalo.
So do you see what drugs and alcohol do to you? That's a prime example right there.
Yeah. You start being in love with Justin Bieber. Which is why I'm staying away from drugs. That's why I'm going to stay away from drugs.
Because he's just messed up in the fucking head. And he will just jump into some bullshit just to jump into some bullshit.
Yeah, this is true. Man, I don't get it, man. Like, it's funny because of the fact Ducky's fucking, I think me, you, and Ducky are the only ones excited about him being fucking deported.
Well, Tara posted something up about it earlier. I don't know if she was excited or not, but posted about it. And then that conversation just kind of turned into her, some other chick, and me talking about Lindsay Lohan.
Let's see if I can find it.
But I wonder if that's any good, man. I wonder if this sloppy Joe's and cheese and whatnot inside of a biscuit is good.
I don't know.
And another thing that I thought was a little strange. Who the fuck calls money wallet fat?
Oh, fuck. I've never called money wallet fat before.
Because for this H&R Block commercial, the dude is reading off the list of the different, you know, words that we use for money. And that was one of them. I've never heard anybody say that before. I thought it was just me.
But now she gets mad when I play hide the crack rock in the snow.
The funny thing about that is I used to make fun of this chick's mom. And I said that to her before.
I just want to know what the fuck, like, why the fuck are people putting Bieber and Lohan in the same fucking subject?
Because, you know, she was always in the news and fucked up and shit, and now he's going that way.
Yeah, but, you know, like you said, at least she used to be hot.
Yeah, exactly. Bieber, on the other hand, not so much for any of that.
Yeah. So let him go to fucking back to Canada, even though Canada don't want him either.
Yeah. Send him back to the Antarcticans.
Yeah, there you go. The Antarcticans will definitely take them. Wait, no, never mind. No, they won't.
They'll take them because they'll take anybody, too. You know, kind of like Mexico.
No. The Antarcticans definitely don't want him either.
They'll take them. They could play PlayStation with them in the middle of the night.
Or kill them.
Or kill them. But that's another thing. He was caught on videotape performing live and proved that he had an audio track playing while he was singing. But his career is still going.
How the fuck did that work?
Like, he was on stage and he was throwing up and he was still singing at the same time. But yet he survived that.
Yeah, right.
And now the big deal is him, was it drinking and driving?
Yeah. And that killed his career in an instant.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
No, but I want some pizza fries.
Dude, how about that? The show is called Loaded Miley Cyrus. What the fuck is she doing? Is this a porno?
Is this a porno?
Is this a Miley Cyrus porno? They allowed to show this on Fuse? I believe she's masturbating.
Funny enough, this is the video that fucking Halloween made fun of.
Is it? I've never seen
yeah.
this before. So it's definitely about masturbation then. Look, right there, she was definitely naked, man. but it was blurred out. Is this going to be the whole video?
Probably.
Is this going to be just as bad as the Paris Hilton porno?
Yes.
Because literally this is what happened in the Paris Hilton one. A whole bunch of nothing.
Funny thing is, she's not even naked. She's like, she's still in a bra, but she's got the fucking blurring out the bra.
So why in this video is she wearing clothes?
Yeah, right, well, in Wrecking Ball, she was completely naked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I posted a picture to you all.
Wonderful.
It's pizza fries.
Man, I've seen that shit before. Why are you posting it on my wall?
I want to know where the fuck to find them.
Fucking make them yourself. Why is she eating the sheet?
Because he's hungry.
Somebody get this bitch some food. Why does she get a chili on her armpit?
Because her fucking armpits are hot.
Say so. Come on, man. What? Like, I can make a fucking video like this, too, where I'm just humping my bed.
I don't think anybody wants to see that.
A lot of people would watch that, because it'd be on YouTube.
Yeah, and they'd be like, what the fuck is this idiot doing?
And it'd be under Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, and then they find out, this ain't Miley Cyrus, what the fuck?
Exactly. Well, people like to trick people on YouTube, so why can't I?
No, why the fuck is she in the water with clothes on?
Can we just see her, like, fuck herself now or something? Like, I feel like we need to be watching that.
I do, too. She continues to eat the fucking sheet.
Yeah, now she's masturbating in the bathtub. Kind of confused on what the hell is actually going on here.
Well, I think we all are.
I mean, I really don't mind that she's a whore, but the fact that she's a whore and she only likes black people now, I got a problem with.
Yeah, right?
Like, why couldn't she let some white guy fuck up her career or something? But instead she put it in the hands of terrible black people. Now all she does is do drugs and masturbates. And eats sheets because she can't have food.
How about the fact that Victoria never even bothered to respond to what I said?
It's because she's masturbating in the bathtub.
She probably is.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing that either. But anyway, like, moving on.
I got tagged on a fucking post I put up saying, CM Punk has quit WWE. Victoria Franklin, how do you feel about that?
It's kind of funny we go from a masturbation video to a Tampax commercial. Well, I mean, Kotex, tampons, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Grab your sleep tampons at UB Kotex.
Although I thought it was quite funny this one time, this chick had a picture up, and it was in the bathroom, of course. And on the sink, there was a box of Kotex. I guess that's a nice box of Kotex you got over there. I guess we're not supposed to know what that is.
Apparently not.
And this commercial right here with period power, I really don't find that appropriate for TV.
I don't either.
Period power. I mean, come on, really? That's what you said?
Period power. Only at Metro PCS. Start the new year right at Subway, where January is now January, and any regular footlong is now a $5 footlong. Even low fat favorites like the sweet
January.
So anyway, back to, back to that video we were watching. What's the name of that song? Was that called Whore?
Well, that's what fucking Halloween calls it.
Here's that commercial right here. Oh, you're far behind. You gotta wait.
Yeah, I don't call my shit wallet fat. Or frog skin. No, that song is called Adore You. No,
here you
fuck
go.
You
have
and your...
This is what you need to check out. Vistaprint.
Yeah, maybe. Later.
I checked that out before. I made a few designs and shit, but I never bought them.
Why the fuck is Miley Cyrus grabbing her fucking pussy? Trying to be like Michael Jackson.
Who is?
Miley Cyrus.
I don't know.
On MTV. On MTV.
Why is there Miley Cyrus everywhere right now?
Yeah, right?
What the hell is that? Is that Eminem?
That's Miley Cyrus.
Oh. Man,
I think Eminem if you...
Seriously looks like Eminem, man. Seriously looks like him.
I don't think Eminem is going to be wearing a fucking bikini. At least I hope not, anyways.
She looks like a homeless Eminem.
That's going to be my quote for tonight.
Well, mixed with like some hammer pants or something, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
alright, this next song is actually my newest single.
When did she get so much hair?
This one's called Adore You.
I don't know.
Oh shit, she's gonna do the masturbation song.
This is my favorite ones on my record. This is actually the first song I recorded going into Bangers when I started working on the album. And I'd love for you guys to know, in other words.
We don't know the words, we just learned about the video today. You're masturbating, that's all we knew.
Yeah, that's all I know about your video. Is she gonna do that on stage too?
I don't know. We'll find out. But it might look better if she wasn't looking homeless.
Yeah, like what's the deal with the ripped up coat?
I have no idea.
Like I have a similar coat to that. Except it's ripped up for a reason.
Oh,
think the video is much more entertaining.
I think so too. Let's see what's his background fuse. Oh, great. It's my son to the black dude.
It doesn't sound like something too good.
It's not good. Not whatsoever.
Oh. Yeah, this is just Miley Cyrus smoking weed in the club.
Yeah, with that black dude. Nobody knows who the fuck he is. Bitch, stop crying out and just start masturbating already.
Yeah, really? Like, what the hell are you waiting for?
Yeah.
What happened to the pussy smacking? Why are you not doing that now?
Yeah, because come on, like, you had no problem doing that in the fucking video. But, you know,
no,
once you're on...
No, she was just doing it and performing that last song she was doing.
I don't know, I guess apparently she doesn't want to do that anymore.
The hell happened to her hair, too?
I don't know. It's finally growing back.
Yeah. it's growing straight back.
Damn it, stop smoking weed, my Cyrus. We wanted to see you fucking smacking the pussy.
Yeah, for real, do something, man. This is boring. How are you going to do an unplugged show after, you know, doing all that fucking crazy shit everywhere else?
Yeah, right.
At least she keeps her tongue in her mouth, though.
Yeah. At least she's not eating a sheet in this fucking video.
Well, give it time. It's already morphing into a fucking Dragon Ball Z character.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z character with like a shit little fucking makeup on. Done yet, because there's going to be more to come.
Thank you.
What the hell is this shit over here now?
What the fuck is she in space for?
That's just fucking all glittery.
Yeah, it's space for the fucking black dude.
What is this stupid shit now? Is it bad that I liked her better when she was Hannah Montana?
No, because I do too.
No, you're not in a song with this idiot. You can't even hear what the hell he says.
Wait, who the fuck is it? Don't tell me that's Future.
Is that who it is? That's who I think it is.
Oh, God. Yep, it's Future.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Mr. Hudson.
I thought that was a dude from Coldplay.
Yeah.
What is the deal with white girls dressing up like aliens and having sex with black guys?
I don't know.
Because Katy Perry did the same thing with Kanye West. Oh, fuck you, Future. Piece of shit.
Well, Psycho Twins is back again.
Psycho Twins, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna make you listen to Future in a room, padded room.
Yeah, cause I posted about says about my son looks like a homeless Eminem with hammer pants. He goes, "Wow, Havoc, you're out of control. No wonder your radio show ain't popular." When you get artists up on there, Eminem would trash your little radio gig. It took a true MC one song to trash ICP, and then like five songs to try and act hard.
He got all of that because you said Miley Cyrus looks like a homeless Eminem.
Yeah, right?
That was ripping on Miley Cyrus. So are you telling me you're in love with Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber tonight? Congratulations, yeah. You fucking homo.
Oh, man.
And don't you have some cocaine to be doing right now?
Yeah. See, now. Oh, damn. I was going to say, see, now she looks better than that one video, but no.
Was she just driving around in a fucking little car thing dressed like Hannah Montana? What was that?
Oh, uncovered.
Yeah. Damn you, Havoc. Eminem would eat your show alive.
I think it's funny how he said Eminem would trash our little gig, our little radio gig.
Yeah, well, too bad we didn't say anything negative about Eminem, but yeah, you know, anyway.
Yeah, right? We said Miley Cyrus, you dumb fuck.
He clearly can't read either.
I'm gonna leave this guy to you. You can have fun with Psycho Twiz.
I don't have anything to say to Psycho Twiz. Are the police still looking for him? I'll inform him where he's at.
Man, they probably are.
It's one way to get rid of a fucking moron.
Yeah, right?
They got nothing better to do than sit on Facebook and talk shit.
Yep. Man, I bet you this motherfucker probably loves fucking Lil Wayne now, too. Let's go find out.
Go ahead. Post something about Lil Wayne.
Sounds good. Can we deport Lil Wayne? Along with Bieber.
Along with Psycho Twiz.
Well, we need to make sure that he's, you know, not just about Miley Cyrus and Bieber. We need to see if he's even gayer than that.
I don't think it's possible.
Well, if he stands up a little way, then we know it's possible.
Ha ha ha!
You sounded exactly like my Sarah Simon. Congrats.
I know. I'm amazing like that.
No, Miley, thank you for looking like a homeless Eminem. That's why you're nuts, you eat too many of them. Really? Okay, Carrie Underwood, you need to go away too. Stick him on a fucking island with a bunch of retards. He's got Hobson up on there.
Didn't we just see this video?
Yeah. But hey, fuck it, Share the Word loves it. Yeah, she definitely looked better then. Now she's just... don't know what the fuck she is. Just deport Psycho Twins. But I think it's funny how I'm getting more likes on the fucking can we deport Lil Wayne along with Bieber than I did on anything else. Because so far Toria fucking liked it and shared the comment. Well, and shared the status. We know fucking Surface Quiz is no longer up. It was nothing but a fucking juffle of anyways to begin with.
Clearly.
I mean, come on. If you can go around saying, I'm a juggalo, and then start calling ICP insane coward pussies. Yeah. Hey, that kind of this little kid's bullshit. Looking like a faggot anyways. You're being deported there, Psycho Twiz. To my block list.
That's no fun.
I'm sure you'll still be able to see him.
Not if it's, you blog them on your page.
Yeah. fine, I'll unblock him so you can see him have more as a phone with him.
I don't know. It's fun to egg on angry people.
Yes, yes it is. Hey, look. There's Psycho Killer. He's a part of my block list.
But of course.
And Big Homo as well.
Man, look at this, man. Getting back to the interracial things. This girl right here posted a before picture of her dresser being white. And the after picture being brown. And she so happens to be only in the black men.
Oh, fuck.
See that? Even her furniture has to be the color of her men.
I don't know what to make of this movie yet. Vampire Academy. Looks retarded.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
Like, if you could save hundreds on car insurance by making one simple call, why wouldn't you make that call? See, the only thing I'm going to take on is you can't get any spars. There's a beautiful view. I wonder if I could see that much more from here.
Are you kidding me?
I wonder if I could see Mount Rushmore from here. Motherfucker, you're in Mount Rushmore.
Look, this says, who loves orange soda? Waka Flocka Flame loves orange soda. Check out this rap remix. Did you really fucking make that a song?
Who the fuck made that a song?
Waka Flocka.
What the fuck?
Orange soda rap remix.
Where the fuck is that at?
On the page called The 90s or All That.
Like, really? Might like this page, so I'm gonna invite her to add it.
Instead, Mike Cracker Wings made a statement, showing off her sexy side for the first time.
Now you see, she was good in this video too. Fucking Can't Be Tamed.
Yeah.
And then she went into Wrecking Ball and then masturbating underneath the sheets and while eating the sheets at the same time.
Yeah. She clearly stated she can't be tamed, and then look what happened afterwards.
Yeah, she was tamed by a black dude.
No, she was completely out of control. There was no going
back. Well, that too. Then she was tamed by a fucking black dude. You know, it's kind of funny because, like, you know, when I first heard that video, I didn't realize she was saying can't be tamed. I kept thinking that she kept saying that she can't be gay.
Well, in that Wrecking Ball song, I always thought she said rape me.
Man, I'd rape her. Well, just on the whole spiky hair crap.
Man, I wish somebody would just chop her tongue off. That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Then what would happen?
I don't know.
Originality. Man, we seen all this bullshit for all them other bitches that fucking came out, you know, wanting to be outrageous.
Yeah, right. Wait. Do you realize even when fucking Future talks, you can't understand a word he says?
What do you mean? Robin Thicke was criticized for being overtly sexual, a.k.a. They just say Future is a homosexual.
You wish.
No, I don't wish.
You see? That was just him talking, and he still can't see what the fuck he was saying. Mike Will made it. Dude, you sound retarded.
Molly definitely opened another door for New Orleans and for twerking. And she ain't opened no door, man. She opened her legs. And that was it.
Yeah. And a fucking ass.
Well, I guess her ass too, even though there's really nothing there. There you go. There's one way you could just get rid of Miley Cyrus. Just tie her up, throw her in a giant teddy bear, and then take her somewhere.
I think Miley would be better off just shaking her fucking tits because she has no ass.
She ain't got no titties either, man.
She has more tits than she does of an ass. Yeah, well, let's turn to Boobpedia.
Why?
So we can find out how big her tits are.
Clearly, they're not that big.
Well, apparently, they're supposed to be a C cup.
Yeah, I really don't think so.
I don't know, I think her tits were bigger when she was younger. So then she grew up and got into the drugs, and they just deflated.
I really don't think she's on drugs.
Well, whatever the fuck she's doing, they deflated.
I just think she's insane.
Well, she's definitely there too.
There we go. My show's back on. No more hanging with Mr. Cooper. I put on Nickelodeon last night, man. Hanging with Mr. Cooper was on all night. What the fuck is this? What the fuck's George Lopez?
Yeah, right?
I feel like she should be singing that song, Kim.
Yeah, right.
Sit down, bitch. You move again, I'll beat the shit out of you. Don't make me wake this baby. She don't need to see what I'm about to do.
No, I think we can make a little bit crushing here. She looks like a homeless Eminem combined with the homeless MC Hammer. Because there's holes in that fin and the fucking Hammer pants, too.
Well, getting back to that picture that's all over the internet, she looks like the female version of Justin Bieber.
Except she's probably more straight than he is.
Or we could say she's the male version of Justin Bieber.
Yeah. and Bieber's the female version of Miley Cyrus.
However you want to make that happen, I guess.
Man, did you know that she did a track with fucking Ludacris?
What the hell is that about?
Called Hands in the Air, featuring Ludacris.
What, is that on the new CD?
Yeah.
What is that CD filled with her and a bunch of rappers on her?
I'm guessing so. Let's go. Let's find out who's all up on this shit. Bangers. Track listing. Yeah, because you got, let's see, track 3, well, not very much of a rapper, but features Britney Spears. Track 4, it features Nelly. Track 5, it features Future. Track 7, it features Big Sean. Track 10, features French Montana on the bonus disc. Track 16, features Ludacris.
Well, you got two good rappers on there anyway.
Yeah, give it up again, Future, Big Sean, and French Montana. You just might be good.
Yeah.
And what's funny is the fact that one of the tracks that she has is called F.U.
Wow.
Hey, look, it's that tampon commercial again. Yay.
Yes.
Not loud or anything.
Jerry Drake. Harry Mother Service with F.U.
It sounds just as bad as that one song I heard on the fucking radio the other day. Wherever this chick kept going, burn, 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 burn. This shit fucking sucks.
Let me see. Was that song? Was that song I introduced you to?
I don't fucking know what it is. All I know is it was playing, and I turned it off.
That's the track, that's the song I told you about, Ellie Goulden.
Well, that shit was playing in the car, and it pissed me off because it was fucking stupid. And then my sister's like, yeah, I agree, and turned that shit off.
Damn. There we go, my side is pitching ludicrous. Ludacris' verse.
Yeah, you really don't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, I'll send it to you anyways.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to go get naked and go smash walls.
What the fuck?
Well, it's just about to be over.
Well, then we out like a wrecking ball.